Well, joining us now to discuss how the COVID pandemic has been impacting his city is Brockton Mayor Robert Sullivan. Mr. Mayor, good afternoon. Thank you so much for joining us.
Dan, as always, on a weekly basis, I'm really thankful you have me on, so good afternoon to you as well.
Well, first of all, what is the latest in terms of numbers in the city right now?
Yeah, we've lost three additional people since yesterday. So we are at 372 lost alive. We are at 11,199 total cases overall, and current active cases, 2,577 active Brocktonians have positive cases right now in the city.
Now, I understand that there's going to be a testing center set up at the Shaw Center.
Yeah, we actually had a wonderful day in Brockton yesterday. So our friends and our partners at Brockton Neighborhood Health Center have been for months and months and months doing outdoor testing. First, it was at Brockton High School, drive-up, stop-the-spread testing at Brockton High. And then because of the weather and the cold, we moved it over. We pivoted over to the Shaw Center outside in trailers that we rented. And then we were able to use a portion of the Federal CARES Act to renovate the Shaw Center. So as of yesterday, the Shaw Center is open, and the trailers have been closed so that our friends at Neighborhood Health Center have gone indoors to do testing. If you're familiar with the Brockton Rocks baseball team and Campanelli Stadium, Shaw Center is the convention center attached. It's been closed for many years, and I made a commitment to spend some money and get it going. So this is a win-win. And then from the city's perspective, Neighborhood Health Center will also be able to do some providing distribution of vaccines there. And then eventually Brockton will co-locate there because, as you know, Dan, we're currently doing our vaccine distribution at Brockton High School in the Red Cafeteria. But we are going to be pivoting from a fully remote to offering hybrid. So we're going to be moving over to the Shaw Center and co-locating, which is a wonderful, wonderful thing.
Now, there are, from what I understand, vaccinations taking place at the VA center. Is that correct?
Yeah, I mean, right now, VA Hospital is doing vaccines for veterans. They're also indicating to me that they're going to do mobile. They're going to go to veterans' homes to do that as well. So if you are a veteran, please call the VA hospital. And Signature Healthcare, Brockton Hospital, is also providing vaccines for, again, the Phase 275 and older age group if you are affiliated with Signature Healthcare. And again, Neighborhood Health Center has been a partner doing vaccines at some of our high-rises in Brockton from the Housing Authority. So it's all hands on deck. We're all working together. I'm working diligently with our state delegation and the city council president as well to try to come up with a plan that's going to provide the citizens of Brockton with additional vaccines. It is, Brockton's not a wealthy community, so transportation is an issue to get people over to Foxborough, Gillette Stadium, and some of our residents don't have even internet and computer issues access. So I am looking for, and I know my partners are helping to get a state-designated site in Brockton. But the vaccine quantity, I mean, it's not unique to Brockton. Across the Commonwealth and the nation, there's a shortage. But really just trying to maximize that so we can get the shots in people's arms and save lives in the City of Champions.
Now, what's going on with the schools right now?
Yeah, I mean, great question. So we've took a vote. When I say we, it's the seven elected school committee members and myself as the chair, as the mayor. We took a vote to have our special interest, special needs, and SPED kids back in the classroom, hybrid. And again, it's not mandatory. It's going to be up to the parents and guardians and loved ones. But that will start on Tuesday, the 23rd of this month. And then on March 1st, it will be offered for our kindergarten, our sixth graders, and ninth graders. And then we're going to progress over time to offer hybrid. So the number one thing is to make sure it's a safe environment for the boys and girls students and the staff and teachers. So we are trying to trend in that way. And again, I want to thank the superintendent of schools, Mike Thomas, and everybody involved, including the medical consultant, Dr. Herman, who is giving us such a really deep dive on metrics and data.
All right, Mr. Mayor. Well, we are going to have to leave it right there. But thank you so much for speaking with us this afternoon. We do appreciate it.
Thanks, Dan. Have a great day, and I'll talk to you again next week.
Indeed. Thank you.